Been moving all around the Taipei area.
Oh, this always feels good.
It's 5:30 in the afternoon here in Kathmandu, Nepal.
Okay, just a few hundred steps to go, and I'm at the top of the platform here of Swayam Bhunath, the monkey temple.
I was drinking a mixture of beer, a rice wine, and I am really feeling it now.
I am up at 3:30 in the morning to go to a tuna auction.
I am here in Mumbai, India.
And I'm here in Tokyo, Japan for Sakura, the cherry blossoms.
It's 7:45 in the morning here in Phnom Penh, and I'm just going to try to cross the street. I'm going to try on a crosswalk.
It's 6:15 in the morning, and I think I'm one of the only people in Ta Prohm. This is Tomb Raider Temple.
Hi, I'm John Sabeau, and this is the Far East Travels Podcast.
Hey there, coming to you from Da Nang, Vietnam. I keep wanting to say Da Nang because people kept saying to me or correcting me when I was in Ho Chi Minh City when I would say Da Nang, but somebody here told me it's the accent. The people from Central Vietnam call it Da Nang. In Ho Chi Minh City, they call it Da Nang. So Da Nang, here I am. And a little bit chilly the last couple of days. When I say chilly, I mean dropping down to 24 Celsius, which I know some people would just laugh. You know, depending on where they're from, and getting down to like so that's the low 70s, so into the high 60s in the evening. So this was the first time in over 2 years that I actually had to put a jacket on last night because it was just a little bit too cold to walk out in a t-shirt. So that's what's happening here, a little bit of drizzle and unusual rain for this time of year in central and southern Vietnam, for that matter. Ho Chi Minh City's gotten some rain last couple of days lately. So that's what's happening here. And in this episode, I want to talk about this Lonely Planet list that came out this last week of places that you can travel to if you have had the COVID-19 vaccine shots. So we'll go over that, and then I'll have a little bit more update on East Asia, Southeast Asia, what's happening here with openings and travel bubbles and such in this episode. So thank you so much for your support, as always. I actually want to give a shout-out today to the top 10 countries that have been listening to the Far East Travels podcast this week. And right up there at the top, USA, followed by Canada, Australia, Vietnam, India, UK, Sweden, Philippines, Japan, and Taiwan. Very nice. Here's some cities for you. Norwalk, Connecticut, Toronto, Canada, Ho Chi Minh City, Sydney, Australia, Chandler, Arizona, Burlington, Canada, Atlanta, Georgia, Stockholm, Sweden, Kirkland, Canada, Portland, Oregon, USA, and more. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for your support. So, also want to mention again about how it really helps to write a positive review in the iTunes store. Helps others discover the Far East Travels podcast. So I'll leave a link in the show notes as usual. Just follow that link. Make sure you're signed into your iTunes account. We'll rate the podcast out of 5 stars first, then write a brief review, and you'll help others discover the Far East Travels podcast. And also, you can support the Far East Travels podcast and my YouTube channel by becoming a patron. And I will leave a link in the show notes as well for that. Monthly pledges get you also exclusive content. So links will be in my show notes on that, as well as the link to this Lonely Planet article that came out this week. So I'm going to go over quickly the list and then some of the requirements, because I think this is kind of looking into the crystal ball, what's going to happen in the future, possibly for some other countries. So Lonely Planet, they came out with their, where can I travel to if I've had a COVID-19 vaccinations this past week? And the list starts out with Belize. Visitors can now enter Belize who've had a vaccination 2 weeks after their final dose, and they must download the Belize Health app and enter their vaccine health information at least 72 hours prior to entering the country. And for Belize, you can still enter without a vaccine, but you must have proof of a negative COVID test no more than 96 hours before entering the country. And it doesn't appear like you have to be quarantined after that, which is kind of unusual. But Belize seems to be open to the world again. Now, there's going to be maybe a couple of countries on here that maybe aren't tops on people's list. However, they're being very progressive. And one country which has been actually very progressive in this kind of new way of working, this remote working for people that have the ability to do this, whether they're a digital nomad or entrepreneur. And Estonia has come out with this kind of like a virtual visa that you can apply for. And you actually don't have to live in the country, but you can be considered a resident of Estonia. You pay so much money and then you can do your banking there. For people that want to give up their residency in the country that they're currently from, if there's a better reason to do that, say for tax purposes or whatever. So Estonia has been kind of really progressive at that. Also, their immigration department is quite streamlined when it comes to allowing companies to bring in foreign workers. So they've been really progressive that way. And they are as well with being one of the first countries to open up to people that have had vaccines. So you can enter without quarantine, but you must provide both the manufacturer and batch numbers of the vaccines that you've had or vaccine that you've had. And they must be one of 9 approved global suppliers. So that's for Estonia. Georgia, you know, from the former USSR, is allowing visitors to enter the country by airline if they have proof of a 2-dose vaccine. Separate rules for those who haven't had a vaccine yet. So they seem to be kind of almost wide open. Now, here's one that is, I mean, it's on my list. I'd love to see this place one day. And I know that I've spoken to people that listen to the Far East Travels podcast that'd be interested in this place as well. It's not in Asia, but it's Iceland. Iceland is such a fascinating place. I mean, they have an amazing marketing machine, for one thing. But it is an amazing place, I think, to visit, would be. And now they are working with people that have a digital or paper vaccine certificate showing that they've had the COVID-19 vaccines, and they will be able to bypass testing and quarantine. But here's the hitch. It's only open to EU citizens at the moment. So non-EU citizens are still not permitted entry, even if they've been inoculated. So that's Iceland. Romania and Poland are also allowing entry with those that have been vaccinated. And the beautiful Seychelles, the most one of the most beautiful island nations in the world, 115 islands, now allowing those that have been vaccinated and have had a negative COVID test to enter. I think they have this kind of infrastructure set up for digital nomads as well, like visas. And I've seen about these places that they have set up for digital nomads with the proper working facilities and things like that. They've been progressive that way as well. Now, you must upload certificate information to the Seychelles Travel Authorization Portal prior to departure for Seychelles. Other possibilities in the not-too-distant future, looking like Greece, which would make a lot of people happy in Europe for sure, is probably a lot of the world, is looking to open up by May the 14th. To allow people to enter the country who have been vaccinated. So that's kind of a look, thanks to Lonely Planet, of what's opening up and what the future might look like, what you might be required to do to be able to travel in the not too distant future. So I think there's going to be more rules, and it's not going to be exactly like the way we used to travel, at least at first. But at least, hopefully, we will be able to travel out there one of these days soon. Now, in East Asia, Southeast Asia, there is a new travel bubble for residents of Taiwan and Palau. They now have a travel bubble. There's kind of, looking into it, a lot of, I wouldn't say a lot of restrictions, but there's definitely some boundaries set up, you know, for people going to Palau. It must be group bookings only. They're only allowed to go to certain places. I suppose this is a way so that they can track people in case the, you know, somebody was carrying the virus and it got past all of the testing and everything. Because I believe neither of these nations still have the quarantine or the vaccines going out to the general public. So these are populations that have really, I mean, have been, you know, one of the best at keeping the pandemic at bay. And creating this travel bubble will seem to work for them. But there's seems to be like a few more, say, restrictions, boundaries, if you will, that would not make it like normal travel. But, you know, if you've lived in Taiwan for a while, it does get kind of like, you kind of get a little bit claustrophobic if you're on that island too long. So it would probably feel really good for people that have been, you know, restricted to their own place for a while. Although the luxury of Taiwan is they do have these beautiful little outer islands that have all kinds of different aspects to them. Some are more cultural, some are like really tropical, and they have amazing diving and things like that. So they still have these places where people can get away to within the nation. But now they have Palau opened up. So that's what a travel bubble looks like right now in this part of the world. So it still looks like Thailand is, going to go ahead and start opening things up more. They were talking about, which I haven't seen, it might have already come out, that they were going to allow people to only quarantine for 7 days starting sometime this month if they've had a COVID-19 vaccine or vaccinations, as opposed to 14. And it seems like they're listening to the lobbying and, you know, it could be more wide open by the fourth quarter, October 1st, which I'm kind of predicting for a lot of places. Now, it might not be wide open. October 1st might only be open within the region, maybe within ASEAN, you know, who knows. But, you know, Vietnam certainly is listening to the travel advisory boards that have been saying, you know, Vietnam should open up by, say, July 1st. They're listening to them. I don't know if that's going to happen, but they're certainly wanting studies done on vaccine passports and infrastructure to start opening up the borders again. But as I predicted before, I think you won't really see a lot of more wide open borders until the fourth quarter. That's my prediction so far. Anything can change anytime. So I think if you were to make plans for traveling, whether it's East Asia, Southeast Asia, or South Asia, I think you're probably on the safer side to start making plans for towards the end of the year. Thanks again for listening to the Far East Travels podcast. You can follow me on Facebook, either the Far East Travels podcast Facebook page or Far East Travels page or the John Sabo official page. Either one of those will do. Instagram, it's John Sabo's Far East Travels. I posted a picture of myself wearing a jean jacket today just to show you that it was a little bit chillier than normal here in central Vietnam. And where else? Twitter, Far East_Travels, and absolutely YouTube, John Sabo. Thank you so much in the future. I wish you safe travels. Namaste, tashi delay, and peace.